Rossi.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Top three stories here for you in the news, and then we'll get into a story about Florida towns. So China being a little bit aggressive today. President Xi Jinping pointing out to the United States specifically that we risk conflict if we do not change our attitude towards them and towards their approach on Ukraine war. Oh, boy. Kim Jong-un's sister in North Korea also stating that North Korea is ready to act against the United States and warned us to not intercept any of their test missiles. Oh, boy. And then Tucker Carlson last night finally revealed some of the footage that he was given of the January 6th hearings that was given to him from Kevin McCarthy. And he had stated that it was mostly peaceful chaos, to which there was a lot of backlash against him, particularly from the left, for stating that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So, millionaires are looking at places to buy a second home, and what we have seen thus far is that the places where they are most likely to buy a second home, the top 10 cities, three of them are in Florida. Boca Raton comes in 10th. Then West Palm Beach came in 3rd. And the number one city where millionaires buy a second home is actually in Miami, Florida. So that was kind of interesting right there. Now, we actually don't have the most cities out of the states, though. California has that. Napa, California came in 4th. Santa Barbara, California came in 6th. San Diego came in 7th. And Carmel by the Sea came in 9th. Then the Hamptons in New York also made the list. Aspen, Colorado made the list. And Jackson Hole, Wyoming made the list. But yeah, Florida, particularly Miami, being number one place for millionaires to grow. In fact, I saw this report. From 2012 to 2022, that's a 10-year period, Miami saw a millionaire growth rate of 75%. What? 75% increase in millionaires in the Miami area. According to this report, December of 2022, the city was home to 38,000 millionaires, 160 centimillionaires, and 12 billionaires. Okay, there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we're going to get top trending news with John Pickens over in the newsroom. Oh, sorry. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have some slow-moving traffic that's going to be in Windhaven Beach, leaving Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre, right near Windhaven Animal Hospital near Woodland Avenue. Expect some delays. Other than that, we're looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing anything to slow you down, as well as Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this report is sponsored by Lowe's. Save now on outdoor projects with Lowe's. Get Scott's Turf Builder, and feed fertilizer starting at $32.48 and electric pressure washer starting at $99. Visit Lowe's today to get started. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we've got top trending news with John Pickens over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Well, it's all right.
wondering. Waiting for someone. Austin on News Radio 92.3. Got a texture. So the list is divided into smart millionaires who are looking for tax haven and stupid millionaires who want to give their money to the state. Maybe they're not paying state income tax. Maybe they've got their money is coming through in, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Especially those in California and in New York. It's like, what? Okay. Or maybe they're just like, you know what? I got plenty of money. I'll pay extra in taxes. I'm good with it. Maybe that's what it comes down to. All right. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, I've got your Florida legislative update, and I'll break down a little bit of the governor's state of the state address as well at that point in time. Leap for Change. This is Leadership Pensacola's two-class project. It's going to provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. Then also, just a heads up, tomorrow there'll be some more tickets to give away for Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, presented by the Pensacola Opera. So it's a story of love, loss, and redemption. Carousel changed the face of American musical theater when it premiered on Broadway in 1945. And it's been considered one of the greatest musicals, if not the greatest musical of the 20th century by Time Magazine. So if you want to check that out for the Pensacola Opera, then it'll be on March 17th and 19th. You can buy tickets now, but we'll also be giving away tickets tomorrow. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. A man was shot in an armed robbery on Old Coryfield Road this morning. The victim reportedly was taking a walk when the robbery happened. And was shot in the ankle. The victim reportedly drove himself to the hospital. So far, no suspects have been arrested. Escambia County Fire and Rescue crews spent some time training for animal rescues yesterday. 10 employees who are part of the Animal Research and Rescue Response Team trained for large animals and animal water rescue operations. The large animal training focused on livestock, such as horses and cows that need to be rescued from mud, ditches, and injuries. Crews then trained for animal water rescues at area boat launches. That training involved rescuing small animals and humans from the water. The training was funded with an ASPCA disaster response grant awarded to the county. And lastly, Minnesota Vikings wide receiver KJ Osborne and three others are responsible for saving a man from a burning vehicle in Austin, Texas. Osborne told ESPN yesterday that a vehicle sped past his Uber Sunday night before crashing into a pillar under a bridge overpass. Osborne say he, his Uber driver, and two others on the road stopped to help save the driver from the burning vehicle. Osborne says he was eventually able to pull the man out of the vehicle and carry him a safe distance away. The victim was taken to the hospital for treatment. No other injuries were reported.
Oh, boy. Have you been near a car fire before?
No.
Those things blaze so hot.
Wow.
They're so vicious hot. So you hear somebody going and trying to rescue somebody out of a burning car, you're thinking, you know, heroic and everything. But if you've been near a car that's burning, I don't know why it blazes so hot, but it does. And it's not as it gives you that much more respect, I think, when you look at it like that and,
right,
and realize, like, man, you put yourself in a pretty rough situation overall with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Idea. Speaking of cars, there was the story about the guy slashing the tires.
Uh-huh.
That they're trying to find those individuals. I guess it's just for vandalism, right?
There's
no other purpose of that.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, once again, like that's something that they're doing, and that's costing people. I mean, tires aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
and they're going around there slashing people's tires. It's just, that's one thing that's really just frustrating when you see stories like that, where just for no reason whatsoever. I mean, because it seems like it's obviously random. They're not like targeting certain individuals. It's just to be pains in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to.
Yep.
Just going to be a pain and slash people's tires, and I don't know. It's pretty frustrating when you see that kind of attitude or behavior going on overall. So, did you see the governor's State of the State address at all?
A little.
Or read it, even if you didn't see it.
No, I caught just a little bit of it.
Do you think there was any kind of buzz or like anything in that that seemed like he might be looking at something besides the governorship?
Like, well, it seemed like he was talking to outside of Florida also. Yeah, look at what I've done. Look at what I'm going to do.
Yeah. That's what I felt too. There's a little bit of a tone of I'm talking to other people, not Floridians.
Right.
Just a little bit. Wasn't a ton, but yeah, just a little bit of a tone of talking to other people instead of just Floridians.
And just get those sound clips.
What's that?
Get those sound clips too.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So, all right, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 causing no slowdowns. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some typical afternoon traffic. But other than that, we're looking good. See someone else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Get your I'll give you some of the details from the State of the State address, but also this is the first day of the legislative session. A couple more bills that are being discussed. I'll let you know about that as well right here on News Radio
92.3. House. So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stars creak, I should sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me.
Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. The Florida legislative update for you, as we'll be doing every day during the legislative session. We have, where'd it go? A couple bills here. So one is there's a bill to try to get rid of Enterprise Florida. So the Enterprise Florida is a public partner, public-private partnership to try to basically recruit businesses to come to the state of Florida. There's been discussion in the past to get rid of them, and all that happened is they basically reduced their budget. Now there's discussions again to go ahead and just phase them out. Now there's also a heartbeat bill that has been introduced that's going to be discussed. Right now, abortions are banned in Florida after 15 weeks. This bill would ban it after 6 weeks. Except for there'll be certain exceptions, fetal viability or something like that, and as well as rape and incest, some other things like that. There's another bill that's going to have a committee that would oversee on-campus speakers at state universities. And so this idea is that there has been not necessarily equal, because it's not about getting equal time. It's just about there's been some conservative speakers in the past who've not been granted access to certain colleges and universities. This would allow that to happen. Those opposing this bill say, yeah, but this is also going to allow like anti-Semites on campus and to be able to spew hate and blah, blah, blah. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with this, because the idea is you need to at least allow opposing viewpoints to get equal time on campus. So is there a scenario where you can get somebody defending Jerusalem and then somebody else come in there and be an anti-Semite? Very possibly. That's called right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Before we get into your top three stories and your sports hit, I do want to bring up the governor's State of the State address. He gave the State of the State address before the he gave it before the start of the legislative session, so which started today, and so with that, here's some of the accomplishments for the state that he laid out and some of the needs for the session. So he says Florida's the fastest growing state of the nation, number one for net immigration, number one for new business formations, number one in economic growth among large states. Unemployment rate is one of the lowest on record and significantly lower than national average. Lowest per capita state tax and lowest per capita state debt among large states. And then number one for parental involvement in education. Number one in fourth grade reading and math among large states. Number one in public higher education. Number one in large states for the quality of our roads. Number one for protections of our citizens against biomedical security state, meaning no mandated jabs. Last 2 years, the largest budget surpluses in the history of the state of Florida. Number one in law enforcement, recruitment, and support. Enacted record increases in teacher salaries. Expanded school choice. Protected the rights of parents. And 4 years ago, the state was producing about 600 truck drivers a year. Now, through the initiatives, we're producing around 3,500 truck drivers each and every year, or capable of producing that many. And then he says, we issued a new era of stewardship for Florida's natural resources, securing historic funding for water quality and Everglade projects. And then for needs for the session, he says, a cap on lawyer fees, better infrastructure, more housing, more Everglade and clean water restorations, anti-medical mandate protections that will last, free speech protections for physicians, take care of teachers, school choice and parental rights, address fentanyl crisis, bail reforms, constitutional carry, and restrict China. So those are some of the things he highlighted in the State of the State address that needs to be addressed in the upcoming legislative session. Now, some of the things that when he was laying out accomplishments for the state, I was pointing this out before, I think some of these things will resonate if he does decide to run for president. Things like when he talks about the largest budget surpluses in the history of the state of Florida. Like, we need a fiscal turnaround on the federal level, and it'd be nice to have some leadership there that would push for that. Ranking number one in the nation for education, educational freedom. Well, once again, there's a nationwide push now for more school choice and education freedom. Florida crime rate stands at a 50-year low. Crime has become the top, like definitely in the top five, in some cases, top three major concerns for Americans since the pandemic is crime. And so he can tout number one in law enforcement recruitment and support. Crime rate stands at a 50-year low. That could make waves on a national, national stage. Also enacted record teacher salaries as well as school choice. So it's a balance there of supporting teachers, but also supporting parental choice. That I think will resonate on a national campaign as well. So those are just some of the things from the governor's State of the State address. We had that posted on our website, newsradio923.com. Top three stories here for you. China says the United States should change its attitude towards them or risk conflict. In the meantime, North Korea also saying that they are ready to act against the United States and South Korea, warning us that we should not intercept any of their test missiles. So both of those foreign adversaries becoming a bit more bold in their discussions about us. And then Tucker Carlson showed the very first of the January 6th footage, calling it mostly peaceful chaos, which got a little bit of a backlash for stating that. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, NBA is underway right now. Milwaukee Bucks are beating the Orlando Magic just by 2 points with 9 minutes left in the second quarter. Detroit Pistons are leading Washington by 3 points. And then we just had the tip-off between the Charlotte Hornets and New York Knicks, but the Knicks already have a three-point lead. Tie game between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is on TNT, 5.5 minutes in it, and it's just tied. 5.5 minutes left in the first, and it's tied at 17 apiece. Then when that game's over on TNT, you have the Memphis Grizzlies playing the Lakers. Let's start with Major League Baseball's preseason. Tampa Bay beat Philly earlier today, and right now the Boston Red Sox are beating the Atlanta Braves 6-2. NCAA men's basketball. Notre Dame has beaten Virginia Tech only by 1 point with a minute left in the first half. Then Cleveland State is beating Northern Kentucky. This game is on ESPN right now. Minute and a half left in the first half. And Cleveland State just, nope, never mind. It's tied up now, 28 apiece. Then CBS Sports Network, where did that game go? CBS Sports Network has UNC Wilmington playing Charleston, and Charleston is leading that one by 1 point. Georgia Tech beat Florida State earlier today just by 1 point. Oh, so close. Boston College beat Louisville. And then coming up tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN, number 9 Gonzaga is playing number 9 Gonzaga is playing number 16 St. Mary's College on ESPN at 8 o'clock tonight. Then NHL hockey underway. Florida Panthers are beating Las Vegas 1-0. Montreal leading Carolina 2-1. Scoreless game between Toronto and New Jersey. Columbus Blue Jackets coming out with an early 3-0 lead against the Pittsburgh Penguins at the end of the first. And the Tampa Bay Lightning are tied up with the Philadelphia Flyers at 1 apiece. And the puck just dropped between Buffalo and the Islanders. And I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10, I-110 showing no delays as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The Ravens have used a non-exclusive tag on Lamar Jackson, meaning he will be able to get offers from other teams. In fact, I saw one of the teams, the Tennessee Titans, might be interested, and I'd be all for that, man. Having Derrick Henry playing with Lamar Jackson just really beef up the running game. Daniel Jones ended up working out a deal with the Giants. The team is going to use the franchise tag on the running back Saquon Barkley. Jets are in talks with Aaron Rodgers, trying to woo him to come over to New York. The Buccaneers have released their left tackle, Smith, and even though the Seahawks extended Geno Smith's contract by 3 years, they say it's not going to keep them from drafting a quarterback. And finally, the NFL's very first Black Friday game is going to be this season, and it's going to be streamed for free on Amazon Prime. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about artificial intelligence, and I even pulled up the ChatGPT, if you recall, and I was kind of playing around with that, and trying to just, you know, ask it questions and having it giving us answers and things like that. But now what's interesting is I was joking. Just joking about how down the road we're going to have this artificial intelligence and it's going to become so smart that pretty soon there'll be an app out there and you'll just be having this app and it'll be like you're dating somebody and you're going to build this perfect connection because this artificial intelligence is going to be so smart. It's going to know your nuances. It's going to know the things that you like. It's going to know your humor. It's going to know the movies that you're interested in. It's going to know all these other things. So the artificial intelligence is going to keep on learning. And next thing you know, you're going to have this great connected relationship with an app. Totally joking about that. And then I see this article from time.com. AI human romances are flourishing, and this is just the beginning. I was like, no, you've got to stop. Oh, no. Oh, no. Apparently, there's already artificial intelligence chatbots that are... Now, some of them I've already been familiar with. There's chatbots to help you deal with loneliness, to deal with controlling your thought processes and stuff. But I guess some of these chatbots are becoming more and more, people are getting more and more connected to the chatbot and less on human connection. And so right now, the chatbots are dealing with loneliness. And things like that. But they're saying down the road, like this is just the beginning. Down the road, it's going to start getting into just chatting about the video game that you're playing, chatting about the movie that you watched, chatting about all these other things that are not like mental health related. Just, it's just going to be recreational related. And then just, I'm just like, wow. Like, I was just totally joking, but apparently it's already here. All right. It's a Pets Call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Speaking of dating, one guy in Wisconsin got so desperate to try to find his a wife. I'll tell you what he did. That comes up next right here on News Radio
923. It's cold.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Boy, there's any reason to try to go get one of those cameras, those door camera things. This is a story. A Florida man heard some scratching at his front door. There might be some hoodlums trying to create a little problem. So he heard the noise at the front door. He went over to the front door and he thought it was somebody who might just be looking for his son, but maybe was a little nervous about ringing the doorbell or something like that. So he opened up the front door, and as soon as he opened up the front door, there was an 8-foot alligator right there. It immediately lunged at him and bit him on the upper thigh. Duh. What? Golly. Luckily, he had non-life-threatening injuries. He was transported to the hospital. Wildlife officers euthanized the alligator. That's not nice, having an alligator at your front door. So yeah, you may want to go ahead and get one of those doorbell cams just in case. When I first read this, it was like, homeowner gets bit by alligator, after hearing noise at front door. I just figured it meant I was like, what if the alligator rang the doorbell? What if it was able to ring the doorbell? And then you go there, open the door, and an alligator bites you. I'm like, wow. When Mother Nature turns. Just something else right there. All right. I was just talking about this guy who got so desperate for a wife, 43-year-old, lives in southern Wisconsin. He hasn't had a lot of luck with dating, so he put a billboard up to find himself a wife. Billboard has a big old picture of him in his cowboy hat, his leather coat, his big old belt buckle, and in a tie and some sports glasses, sunglasses. It says, "Date Robert, Wisconsin's number one eligible bachelor, looking for a local, honest woman. Call or text." And he has his number. Like, whoa, seriously? Like that. Okay. Well, no words of how many dates has gotten him, but a reporter interviewed him. And while interviewing him, he asked her out during the segment. She's quite a bit younger than him and politely declined. But then the station covering the story felt to need to list one final detail at the end. They noted that someone filed a restraining order against him last year. So it's a 4-year restraining order that's still in effect. And he's facing a disorderly conduct charge from last year as well. But if you're interested, his number is 608-631-0575.
And he's very passionate.
Very passionate. He's Wisconsin's number one bachelor. That's what he said. I'm just looking at the picture. I don't know this dude, but looking at the picture, I think his jeans are bedazzled. He's got a big old belt buckle. He's got a blue button-up shirt with a blue striped tie, but then like this strange-looking black leather jacket. It's not even like a normal black leather jacket, a black cowboy hat, and he's wearing like sports sunglasses, like what baseball players wear in the outfield. And I'm just like, this is, and he's got a 4-year restraining order on him. So this is Wisconsin's most eligible bachelor. I think the women might want to be looking at Nate, like Illinois or Wisconsin or Michigan or some other place.
Remind me not to go there.
Yeah, this is not a good look right here. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good right now. No slowdowns to report. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to John Pickens of the newsroom. John, what you got going on in the news?
Well, the special election to fill three town council seats in Century is getting closer, and the first financial reports have been released for the four candidates. Financial contribution totals reported by the candidates range from $50 to $130, and their expenditures range from $0 to $89. The totals were from February 18th through qualification day on February 24th. Special election will be held on March 28th at the Century Town Hall. And finally, chimneys are for fireplaces only. That's right. This is the message from police in Oklahoma's capital city over the weekend after a woman was caught trying to gain access to a home through the chimney. Police responded to the home in Oklahoma City to find the woman stuck in the small structure. Two people were home, but nobody was hurt. The woman was taken into custody for breaking and entering.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No,
that's another day.
Just another day. So, kind of crazy. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. One last little Florida story here for you. Actually kind of surprised me. There was a list put together of the top 75 major metropolitan areas and then what they ranked as far as their murder rate goes. And only one Florida city ranked in the top 25. And it's not Miami. It's not Orlando. It's not Tampa. It's Jacksonville. Jacksonville ranked 23rd highest out of all the major metropolitan areas for their murder rate. But even that is like, you know, that's saying something because that means no Florida cities ranked in the top 20. Tampa and Miami were ranked 49th and 50th, and Orlando was ranked 55th. But the worst was New Orleans. New Orleans came in having the highest murder rate in the nation, which surprised me because I always thought it was Chicago. But no, ends up being New Orleans and Chicago, I believe, came in. Where is it at? It was like 10th on the list. It's New Orleans, St. Louis, Baltimore, Detroit, and Memphis. All right, you guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.